The investigative journalist John Stevenson says New Zealand troops in Afghanistan would not have acted in the same way as elite Australian soldiers. A 4.5-year investigation, which was made public yesterday, found Australian Special Forces were involved in the murder and torture. The Brereton Report released detailed dozens of unlawful killings, some of which were carried out as an initiation rite known as blooding. Investigative journalist John Stevenson is the co-author of Hit and Run, the book which led to the Operation Burnham inquiry. He earlier this morning told First Up's Ellie Jay there isn't the same toxic warrior culture here.
It's clear that in, for example, Operation Burnham, the allegations concerned civilian casualties, but that those casualties were not deliberate. That is to say that the New Zealanders on that operation were involved in an action there that led to civilian casualties, but they didn't go up there intending any of those people to die. Whereas in the Australian case, there's a clear difference in that they deliberately planned and carried out unlawful actions, alleged war crimes, shooting people that were in their custody and posed no threat, or civilians.
And do New Zealand and Australian soldiers work together in Afghanistan?
They work together in some places, for example, in headquarters and other, you know, specific operations, but they don't operate in the sense that they were going out in large numbers together on missions. The New Zealanders had bad experiences in their initial operations in Afghanistan when they were working with the Americans, for example, and a decision was made to try and operate as individually as possible, or as independently as possible, so that they would not be contaminated by some of the behaviour that they saw. There are, of course, cases where people are transferred between units and units are called to support each other on specific operations, but generally our troopers have operated by, you know, with the Afghans or by themselves.
So now that this, the results of this inquiry have come out, what's likely to happen next?
Well, there's a process to be followed. There has to be an investigation by the Federal Police, the Australian Federal Police, into the specifics, and decisions made about which of the troopers that have been named should be prosecuted for the 39 alleged cases of murder. That could take some time. We could be looking at quite a few years, but it would be my expectation, based on what I've heard and what the people I've spoken to, that there will definitely be a large number of prosecutions. And it's inconceivable to me, given that, for example, people have been shown on camera shooting unarmed young men in a field who posed no threat, that there will be successful prosecutions, convictions, and that some people will serve serious jail time.
Is there a culture problem in the army or in special forces?
Well, I think General Angus Campbell, the Chief of Defence Force in Australia, rightly identified that there was a significant problem with what he called toxic warrior culture. That's not something that we see in New Zealand, but I think, you know, it's a very important question that I and some of my colleagues in Australia have asked when we've been discussing this matter, and that is, if New Zealanders had had the same number of rotations in the same areas, the same high-intensity conflict areas in Afghanistan, and if we had lost as many troopers in that insurgency as the Australians did, would we have behaved similarly? In other words, would our discipline have eroded? Would that toxic warrior culture have come to the fore? Would we have committed a similar number of war crimes? And the answer, I believe, and I don't think it's a case of just being parochial and having a blind eye or All Blacks versus Wallabies sort of mentality, I do believe that our troopers would not have conducted themselves as the Australians have done. I think there's significant cultural problems in the Australian military. They have got a very different attitude towards Indigenous people than our troopers have. That's not to say that our forces have acted impeccably at all times, but I do think there are significant cultural differences, training differences between New Zealand and Australia.
That is John Stevenson speaking to First Up's Ellie Jay on RNZ. We've received a statement from the Chief of Army, Major General John Boswell. It says the ADF has said no New Zealand service personnel are persons of interest or affected persons as a result of the inquiry, and the inquiry makes no recommendations with regard to service personnel from New Zealand.